Two prisoners incarcerated in Massachusetts applied for medical parole this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, but the state denied their requests. Last month, the state changed course and did grant the men parole, but only after both were hospitalized. Then, both died within a day. Because the state does not have to report the deaths of those released from its custody, several defense attorneys are questioning the way the Department of Correction is reporting prisoner deaths and granting medical parole. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following this story and joins us now to tell us more. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Bob.
So first, Deb, tell us more about what happened in the deaths of these two prisoners.
So one prisoner, 76-year-old Milton Rice, died in the hospital last week. He was incarcerated at MCI Norfolk. He had applied for medical parole, citing COVID and his underlying health issues, but his petition had been denied. Then on November 12th, Rice tested positive for the virus, was quickly taken to a hospital and placed on life support. About 12 days after that, his medical parole was granted. The next day after that, he died of complications from COVID-19. Now, Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts is among those raising questions about Rice's death because it occurred, Bob, when Rice was technically no longer in state custody. Here's a little bit of tape from PLS attorney Lauren Pettit.
I think that the reason for granting the medical parole, as far as I can see, would be only to avoid having to report another COVID death of a prisoner within the Department of Correction.
And Bob, Mr. Rice contracted the virus as it was spiking through MCI Norfolk earlier last month.
Deb, I take it the other man granted medical parole was in a different prison?
That's right. He was held at MCI Shirley. His attorney is Ruth Greenberg. She says the family does not want the prisoner's name used because they want to protect their privacy. But Greenberg describes a similar scenario, that the prisoner was denied medical parole on November 12th, tested positive for COVID on November 13th, and quickly was taken to a hospital and placed on life support. His medical parole was granted 6 days later on the 19th, and he died November 20th. MCI Shirley, we should say, currently has 165 prisoners who have tested positive for the virus.
What does the Department of Correction have to say about this?
Well, the DOC said it could not immediately comment on allegations regarding not reporting COVID deaths and granting medical parole. But it did confirm that Milton Rice was granted parole the day before he died. Also, Bob, it appears that both men were not considered to be in state custody at the time of their deaths because the medical examiner was not notified when they died, and that is required when a prisoner dies. Now, the DOC in the past has defended the way it's handled the virus. It says it's administered more than 16,000 COVID tests during this pandemic. And we should point out that legally, Bob, the state medical parole law only allows for the release of prisoners who are terminally ill and would not pose a safety risk. So COVID alone is not a reason to grant parole under the law. And defense attorneys and advocates are questioning the way the DOC is granting medical parole and reporting COVID infections.
Well, tell us more about that. Why is that?
Well, during these recent outbreaks, the numbers of people infected have fluctuated dramatically. For example, MCI Norfolk, one day the publicly reported numbers suggested there were 171 positive cases. A week later, there were 31. Defense attorney Mark Bluver, who's seeking medical parole for a client, recently told a judge that there needs to be more transparency about the spread of the virus behind bars. Here's Bluver.
The problem for a lawyer trying to get help for their client is that we don't have accurate information. Despite the reporting requirement the DOC is under, the numbers seem to be changing, and they're changing without really any explanation as to why they're changing.
Ultimately, the attorneys and advocates say to improve safety, the state should reduce the number of people incarcerated, which is what some other states have done. There is a hearing this week on a DOC plan to allow some prisoners to be released on so-called home confinement, where they could serve sentences outside of prison. And we should say, Bob, that at the moment there are 13 prisoners hospitalized in area hospitals throughout the state with COVID-19.
WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.